Hello everyone, this is Adam from Zelda Working Title Podcast. I hope you are all doing well. I would like to take this time and inform you that this podcast contains some suggestive material and situations. Suggestive material includes moments in which we use words such as and or. Please be aware that such moments may be present in this podcast. Thusly, listener discretion is advised. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, have a fantastic day and enjoy the podcast. And I'm still here. Sit down, listeners. Let's have a talk. It's come to our attention here at the Zelda Working Title Podcast that we're not receiving many emails from you. And this makes us sad. Week after week, we kindly extend our arms out to you listeners and ask your opinions about our topics, query your minds for questions that require answering, implore you to let us know how awesome we are. These are our favorite emails. And poor Matthew constantly beseeches you to send in some fan art. Yet every week, to our most unfortunate misery, we find that our mailbox is empty, a bleak and desolate place. So upset this has made us that we have organized some group therapy sessions in which we discussed our never-ending sorrows. Throughout this healing process, we came up with an idea. What if, instead of asking nicely for emails, we became more stern and demanding in regards to our requests? So, here goes. Prepare yourself, listeners.
You better start sending us some emails or we will find you, hunt you down and your shit up so bad you will wish we didn't shit up so bad.
Now, with that, listeners, enjoy the podcast. Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Zelda Working Title Podcast. You're listening to episode number 25. With us today, we've got Matt, Alex, Nick, and myself. I am Adam. Hi, guys.
Hello, Adam. We're at a quarter of a century now. We've been doing this.
Can I just say that I am Matt?
Yes, you can say that.
Thought people should know. I just got to get the word out.
I'm not sure if they've ever known.
Drinking some tea right now. It's very delicious.
What kind of... Is it tea?
It's
green tea?
Chamomile.
I was going to predict chamomile.
Were you?
Because it's also one of the only...
You would have predicted correctly.
Yeah, it's also one of the only teas I know, so... I know Long Island Iced and regular iced.
Thousand Island Ranch.
Oh, yeah.
Dressing tea.
Thousand Island Iced Tea.
I'm just imagining pouring me a big cup of Thousand Island, gulping it down. That sounds like a delicious
That stuff is
tea.
Delicious.
TeaCast. What's everyone's favorite tea? Email us at wtpodcast@gmail.com.
All right, well, this may not be all that long because I'm going to go see Alice in Wonderland in a few hours, and then Matt and Nick are going to do the same shortly after.
Yeah, at 2:30 in the morning. Yeah, because the midnight's all sold out. Yeah. 8 hours from now.
We're seeing it in IMAX, right. So good chance we're going to get to see the Tron Legacy trailer.
Very
and also,
nice.
We're going to see Johnny Depp in 3D. He's going to be sitting in the theater with us.
He's going to be like, ooh.
He's going to be laughing with you.
I can't wait to see Captain Jack Hatter. He's going to throw a tea party, a chamomile tea party.
I can't wait to see New Jack City,
ooh.
Which is a trailer.
So how are the initial reviews coming out? What would people think?
I don't read reviews.
The review that I'm reading right here that's right in front of me says, Alice in Wonderland, more like Phallus in Dumberland. Skip this movie if you're stupid and if you're cool.
The review that I'm reading says, computer voice, I am Roger Ebert. Cancer, cancer, cancer.
Aww.
He got cancer. He got a lot of his.
Matt and I don't have any reviews in front of us. We were lying.
But that's what he would say if he wrote a review. Actually, he likes it. Since he started dying, he likes all movies.
He's enjoying movies a lot more.
Well, there you go. When you die, you start enjoying more movies. So if you don't enjoy movies, you know what to do.
Movies in heaven.
Yep. Heaven movies.
All right.
They only show
Alex,
the passion
what games? What games have you been playing?
So I've been playing Beautiful Joe 2.
Cause I finally moved on. Very good.
And some No More Heroes, but not much. And
the first one still.
Not much more Heroes. Still.
And Alcohol Hero. I've been playing plenty of Alcohol Hero.
Alcohol Hero. All right. Good.
Have you shredded your liver yet?
Not yet. I haven't gotten. You know, it's like through the jaundice and flames.
you're like Papa Jaundice.
Through the jaundice
over there.
And pains.
Through the jaundice and pains. We will carry on, or whatever the hell. Fucking, what the hell's that band anyway? Dragon Force? Liver Force?
Yeah.
Alcohol Dragon Force 5.
There you go.
It's Dragon Force 5.
Dragon Force 5.
Mashup.
Mashup potential. Girl talk, get over here. I just want to say Nick's been playing a little game he likes to call Russian Roulette.
Really?
How's
that going?
Started down that path. Have you lost yet?
No.
It's not a good place to be.
At the moment, I'm undefeated.
Are you going to the championships?
Yeah, probably.
Good.
I'm not sure where they're holding them, though. There's been, like, some debate. Some Native American tribes have been protesting in the areas where we wanted to hold it, and we were like,
I know where you're going to be holding it. To your head. That sound of Nick blowing his brains out.
Yep.
Deer Hunter. Get it on VHS. It's on too.
Deer Hunter. Get it on CD. It's a band.
Tough crowd. Colin Quinn. It's on.
All right, so...
I'm calling Nick. The Quinns. What?
Aside from trying to kill yourself, what have you been doing?
I have been playing... Wait, what have I been just doing?
Or what have you been doing?
Oh, okay. Well, yesterday...
What have you been up to in your life?
I woke up. And I had a look in the mirror, and I was just feeling so fat, and so I went into the breakfast room.
Ate my breakfast.
And I
do you have a separate lunch and dinner room?
Yeah, we have my family. We decided that kitchens were so overrated, so we have a breakfast, lunch, and dinner rooms.
Right.
Beanbag chairs and coffee tables inhabit those areas.
I see.
And while I'm not doing that, I'm usually playing Heavy Rain.
Very good.
Which I beat right after the podcast last week.
Spoiler. Killer.
Oh.
Wow.
What?
Gonna have to edit. I'm gonna edit that.
Yeah, you might censor that.
Killing everyone.
Damn. All
right, yeah, since...
Oh,
please,
my God.
Please.
Killing for fun. Got a gun.
Damn.
Nobody would know if you didn't spoil the... If you didn't bleep the... part. Nobody would ever know that really character in Heavy Rain is really the killer behind it all.
Are you done? Are you done saying that name?
No. Nope. So, it's gonna pop up. I can just put it in the comment section.
No.
Oh. don't.
So you're playing.
Just think.
You guys are playing the second time you play it through, Nick. Are you enjoying it more, or like you're doing different things?
He hasn't started.
I haven't started a second time yet.
Second time.
I beat it. Yeah, I beat it a second time.
Okay, so the question applies to you then, Adam.
Sure, what's the question?
Your second time through, I mean, I guess first, do you take a different path, and second, do you find it more enjoyable or less enjoyable? Or
It's not a matter of being one path, because a lot of people have asked me, like, which ending did you get or which ending did you like better? The thing is, it's not just one path. It's not just one ending or another. Each character has their own separate ending.
Yeah.
And then there are endings that have combined characters, and then there are endings that happen dependent on the paths you took. So there's, like, maybe 8 or 10 endings at the end of the game. and they're all different depending on what you did during your game.
Like, and they're mostly just Nam and Jaden on television.
Yes, listeners, Nam and Jaden, his name is actually Norman Jaden, which neither Nick nor myself knew until another character.
Yeah, I don't even remember. It's
said
like
Norman.
It's right towards the end when they say Norman.
Yeah,
well,
it's not Norman.
I knew his name was Norman, so.
No, well, you're lying. Matt's lying.
I know.
Well, Matt's full of spoilers.
Anyways.
He's spoiling that it.
Yeah, for real.
He's a real killer. So.
All right.
I can't wait to listen to this with all
so
sorts
the
of
first
beeps
time,
throughout it.
Yeah, right. The first time through, I played just like Nick did. I think Nick said he played like nobly,
yes,
right?
Yes. I every
yeah. So I chose decisions that I would normally choose, like if the characters were me. Then the second time through, obviously,
hold on.
I did.
When you were the lady, did you take long showers like you were the
oh, yeah.
lady?
Did you take your
hell,
did you
hell yeah?
Did you take your bra off?
No, the bottom first, man. That's where it's
at. I
didn't
know you could do that.
Yeah.
No, you're
up
talking about the shower.
Bottom or top? What are you
I'm
talking
about the other sequences. We got two other sequences where we can see a little something.
Oh, I took it all off, man.
Okay, good.
I don't like where this is going.
Okay, what I did is I chose every opposite decision of what I chose the first time, and then I chose, if it lets you choose, like, more than once, I exhausted all the options. And then there's something else I did.
Did you let die?
Yes.
Did you get wait, which death? Did you let on?
I tried. No, I tried. He died in the
oh, you let him die there. If
dude,
you
that was
if,
that surprised me. I didn't think he was going to die there. Like I literally was speechless when that happened.
Spoiler alert, possibly.
Yeah, we're just going to have to bleep this entire
did you
out.
Hear about that you know that you can right?
The what? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Did you can that way?
Yeah, I figured.
Die.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's nuts.
So the second time through, died.
So did you get
except
did you get the super depressing ending where
No.
Oh, I did not know about that one.
Yeah.
It's because that ending is dependent
so,
on if
Oh.
No. Yeah. I died in
Oh. You can get
yeah.
Too.
Yeah. I the first time I played through, I went through that sequence, but I made it out, so the second time through, I just totally avoided that. I avoided
oh,
it.
Oh, you avoided it.
Yeah, the second
oh,
time.
Oh, so through. You just didn't even go... Oh, you just...
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I wasn't sure if you could actually do that.
And I got a trophy for it, too.
Oh. No, you get...
Oh, well... I thought it was for the whole sequence.
No, because I got.
Gotcha.
It should have been. And it should have been a callback to Jurassic Park.
Okay, so let's stop spoiling this game, and just say once again that everybody who has a PS3 should get it, because it is a very fine example of what games can do that other mediums cannot.
It's an interactive drama.
Which is something we could have used in our video games as art discussion.
Yeah, but I don't really think that's...
Yeah, there's multiple endings, and you can end people's storylines halfway through a game.
You could technically do that in, like, a movie.
No, you couldn't.
Is he good?
No, you couldn't.
It's not, no.
In a movie, you couldn't kill a character in different situations.
Speaking of movie, did you guys see that there's a heavy rain, they put out the rights to make a Heavy Rain movie like back in 2006.
Yeah, in 2006. That would be pointless because it's already a movie.
Yeah.
It's
better than a movie.
Yeah,
like it wouldn't work as a movie.
It would be a movie without your character doing exactly what you wanted them to do.
Yeah. So, anyway, Nick, have you been playing anything else?
No, I have been wanting to play Mass Effect, But my friend Kyle, who is on the podcast, he desperately wants to see me have sex with Miranda. And so he's kind of put me at a point where I can't continue the game until he's there, and he falls asleep the moment I start the game. So awesome. It is annoying.
All right, well, let's see. I also have been playing a little bit of Resident Evil 5. I got the first bit of DLC, the one with Jill and Chris.
I'm holding off for the gold edition.
Did that come out?
I don't have it on the PS3, and I want to get it for the PS3. It comes out Tuesday. Well, it has both DLCs, all of the costume packs.
It's got everything.
It's got the versus multiplayer.
I mean, it's a good buy if you want to buy it again.
And it's got a new mercenaries mode.
Oh, really?
Yes. Huh. And it's got Barry and Rebecca Chambers as mercenary characters.
Right.
And Excella. I'm gonna be watching them boobies.
Oh, Excella! It's
Monica Bellucci.
It is. Who was she played by? Didn't they cast her?
What?
Wasn't she a character in a movie or something?
No, I don't think
so. I thought she was cast on new. I don't think someone else.
I don't think so. Are you saying like in the new movie? No, I don't think her character's in there.
Oh. I don't know. It's just one of my favorite movie series, Resident Evil.
Is Wesky in any of the movies?
Yes. He's played by Craig Robinson.
Craig T. Nelson.
Wait, is he?
Yeah.
No, there's the guy from Prison Break. Who is he playing? Chris? Yeah. Chris Redfield is going to be in the new one.
I don't think Excel is in that.
I don't think Excel is.
I don't know.
Whoever it is, I hope we get to see them boobies.
It's going to be... It's definitely going to be Judd Nelson.
It's probably going to be Judge...
It's
going to be Judge Reinhold.
Moving on. Let's go to Adam's News Hour. New gaming releases.
You didn't even ask me or Alex what we were playing.
I did ask you.
No, you didn't ask Matt. You asked Alex.
You never asked me.
Matt, what have you been playing?
Nothing. Okay, no, great. I've been playing Dragon Age. Origins. All that talk about...
Dragon Age Origins, you're going to confuse everybody.
Dragon Age?
Okay, Dragon Age...
There's like a billion
Dragon
of
Dragon Age 3D. This time it's real. This is Dragon Age, this is it. Michael Dacton's magician.
Michael? What?
Michael Dacton. He's in there. He's moonwalking. And...
Michael Dacton.
It's all that talk about how it was like a ripoff last time just made me really want to play it, so I went out and bought it, and it's really fun. It's a great game. I love it.
All right, cool.
I'm not kidding either. I love it so much. It's
who said it was a ripoff?
Me, the DLC. How it came out with DLC on the first day, but you get a DLC when you buy it. You get a $15 value DLC, which I don't know is just an extra party member.
Oh, nice.
I don't know why that'd be worth $15, but. Oh, wow.
Because they wanted to make you think you were getting something cool.
Well, it is $15 if you want to buy it. However...
Which is stupid.
You just buy it new.
That's dumb.
You just get a party member. Is Alex even here anymore? Did he die?
I think he's eating.
Sound like I'm slobbering all over the mic.
I would like to hear that.
He's slobbering all over something else, if you know what I mean.
What do you mean?
Yeah,
what do you mean?
What do you mean? Tell us.
Adam's...
Describe it.
It's small.
Well, it's...
It's Jewish. And it belongs to...
He's talking
Adam's
about...
dick.
My baby son.
Ew.
Yeah. Sucking on my baby. It's kind of weird.
Oh, no, he's sucking on your baby. All right.
Baby.
New gaming releases. Resident Evil 5 Desperate Escape came out for 360 and PS3. That's the new DLC.
Starring
Dante's
Josh.
Inferno came out for PSP. Mega Man 10 came out for WiiWare. And Sonic Classic Collection came out for DS.
I can't wait for Sonic 4.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
God, I just... I don't even want to talk about it.
I know.
You were the one talking about it, too.
Yeah.
Because I love Sonic, but they just keep messing it up.
Listeners, let's play a fun game. Go back a few episodes in the podcast and hear Adam just drool all over the thought of Sonic 4. And now listen to this one. That's pretty crazy. And I think you can listen to me and Matt say it's gonna suck. And so we said it all along.
Well, that's my outlook to every Sonic game. I don't ever think, oh, well, this one looks good. Nope. Never gonna happen.
All right. Upcoming games. March 9th, we've got FF13 for 360 and PS3, Yakuza 3 for PS3, and RE5 Gold Edition for 360. March 14th is Pokemon Heart Gold and Soul Silver for DS. March 16th is God of War 3 for PS3 and Fragile for Wii. March 23rd is Red Steel 2 for Wii. March 29th is WarioWare DIY for Wii and DS. March 30th is Battlefield Bad Company 2 for 360, PS3, and PC.
I'm so excited for that.
Gaming news.
It should be called
from
Good
Nintendo.
Company because it's a really
good game. Did you guys see the DSiWare game that uses both cameras?
Yeah, it's awesome.
And, like, you move. That's pretty cool. So that's called. Let me try.
I don't get how it works. It looks magic.
Retai Kakushi e Atakorera.
Oh yeah, totally.
So that
just wears off my tongue.
That's going to just make sales.
I mean, when I say that, everybody knows exactly what I mean.
I'll
just right off the
I'll
bat.
I'll tell my grandma which game I want. She'll hop
right.
She'll hop on the DSi network and she'll look up Yaka Shumi Chaka Khan.
Nick, that's
well,
racist.
See, the thing is, Nick, she'll have to fly to Japan first.
She's
and then buy a Japanese.
No, the thing is, Adam, is my grandma's dead, so you're being insensitive.
And she's buried in Japan
because
she was a victim of the nuclear bombs.
Hiroshima, never forget.
Yeah,
1945. Never forget.
Yeah, never forget. That's it was a sad time to be Japanese.
All right, so this game, like I said, it uses both the
and a great time to be an American. USA, USA,
oh my
USA,
God.
USA, 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 USA.
So what you see
USA.
On the screen is USA, basically USA. Like a little diorama box. You move the DS, you kind of rotate your wrists around, and so you can see like behind objects and kind of. You know, look around them. It's pretty cool. They've got some YouTube clips up, so look up Retai Kakushi e
Atakorera. It's not really a game then, right?
Just like that.
It's spelled just like how it sounds.
I think it is kind of a game because the way they were describing it, it sounds like you're looking for hidden objects behind things that are in the foreground.
And also you have to look at things at a certain angle too. Like one of the things was like a couch and a broom and something else, and when you held it at a certain angle, you could see the letter A.
Right.
Yeah, and the other thing was...
I mean, that's great, but, a Where's Waldo game for... as an entire game gets old pretty quickly. I can see the purpose of it.
It's a DSi game.
I can see the purpose of it eventually. It just seems like...
Alex, are you telling me
Alex,
that
Alex,
you would not buy Where's Waldo on PS3?
I mean, Waldo in HD would be awesome.
Yeah, just imagine.
It's DSiWare. It's not like a retail game.
True, and I mean, I get that. It just seems like after a while,
It's a good start.
It's
for
a
the
good
technology.
Start. It's definitely
it's
a
like
good
the
start.
First. It's the first game that uses the cameras well.
Guys, can we all agree? If Cliffy B took a dark, realistic turn for Waldo in HD, put it on our systems.
Could it be bigger, better, and more badass?
We'd get it. And that online 64-player multiplayer Waldo. It's not even just where's Waldo, it's who is Waldo. What's he like?
Screw that stupid cane. Give him a chainsaw, please.
A cane saw.
Oh, a cane saw.
Nice.
Cocaine saw.
And instead of those stupid nerdy glasses, he needs like cool steampunk goggles.
With lasers.
And blazers. He's got to be wearing a blazer.
Yeah, instead of a sweater, definitely. A blazer. No, he's naked.
All right, moving on. In case you were unsure of the Wii's success, it sold 10 million in Japan. So
10 million what? What?
It sold 10
million...
sandwiches.
10 million. It sold 10 million.
It sold 10 millions?
Wii sold 10 million.
It sold 10 copies of the movie Millions on DVD.
On Wii-VD?
Wii-V-Wii.
D-Wii-Wii.
What's the population in Japan right now, actually?
Wii-Wii-Wii.
It's a lot.
Every Japanese person owns a Wii.
Pretty much.
If you don't,
there's a new Metroid Other M trailer out. I know Matt and Nick enjoyed that thoroughly.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, well, it reminded me of one of my favorite franchises, the Final Fantasy
Right. It's just, of course.
But my question is, Final Fantasy, where's the end?
Here's the thing.
I thought it was the final one.
I think it looks like the greatest thing ever, mostly because she ditched her stupid spaceship and got herself a chocobo.
Yeah. And I like that it's all turn-based, you know. You've got...
Right. Nick, why don't you inform our listeners what you have found out about this game so far?
Okay. Well, Samus Aran... She changed her last name, the spelling, to E-R-I-N, like a girl, because they thought, oh, that's going to be cuter. So Samus Aran, they got rid of the stupid gun on the arm thing, because it's dumb, and they just gave her like a lightsaber instead.
And a beach ball.
No, she has a big key-shaped sword now. and so she's got this key sword, and she's standing in a hallway in the trailer, and she's like, man, it's tough being this angsty and teenage-ish. And then all of a sudden, kablamo, Sephiroth, kicks down the door.
I was just giving you some background.
Just put that,
you were supposed to
put
go
it in
it.
Post. All right. Let me take that again. Okay. All
right,
so
all
right. Who kicks down the door but Sephiroth? It's,
no!
Yes, it's Sephiroth. He also has a key sword. They lock keys. They get a key. They go to the key generator and they get some new serial numbers. And she hops aboard a chocolobo, and they fly those chocolobos to the next generation, Star Trek.
And then you've got Cloud. You've got all your favorite characters. Cloud, Squeal. You've got Tufa.
Meal.
You've got...
Cornmeal.
Just Burit.
Buros. Edgar
Rice
Buros.
I'm getting a phone call.
Matt's getting a phonograph.
Sorry, keep talking about video games. Or whatever.
So, okay, yeah. Anyway, I think
you got
looks...
Mr. T. You got Mr. T in there also, right?
Oh yeah, the A team is there. I think. Basically, I don't know. The game might be good. I'm not condemning it completely. I don't.
That's good.
I'm kind of bummed that they're using pre-rendered cutscenes, but I understand that the Wii kind of needs that if they want to tell like a crazy story with pretty graphics. But I don't know. They all look like those ceramic dolls from Final Fantasy, and that kind of bummed me out.
Yeah, anyway, so yeah, I was saying you could play that. As all your favorite characters. You could play as Tuna. You could play as Omarion. You could play as basically everyone ever.
Pretty Ricky.
Keep your couches safe.
You can play as Justin Bieber. While we're on the Justin Bieber topic, thank you for bringing that up, Nick. I would like to pitch a brand new television show idea that I got.
My Black Son?
No. It's similar. It's about me and Matt, and we get enough money to buy a time machine.
Ooh.
And we take the time machine back to the 50s, and we get...
How much do time machines cost?
Like $33, I think. Anyway, we get ourselves a time machine on eBay. We go back to the 1950s because it's been Matt and I's dream to own a 1950s-style household. So we get a house, but oh no, we don't have a kid.
But hold on, I just want to say, this is a fictionalized version. I play Nick in this, and Nick plays me.
Yeah, and I'm playing Matt, who's the father. So I'm the father.
Well, Nick.
Yes.
Nick, let me ask you, can you grow a beard such as Matt's?
No, but we're going to fix that in post.
Oh, okay.
All CG beard, and they're going to have to CG out my beard.
Yeah,
they have to CG
right.
it off.
No, he's going to wear a skin
right.
beard.
I'm going to wear a green beard. So they can green
right.
screen it out.
Anyway, we haven't even gotten to the punchline of this joke. We're still...
All right, go.
Okay, anyway, we need a kid. Oh, no, we don't have a kid. Who shows up on our doorstep? None other than Justin Bieber. It's called Leave It to Bieber. It's about me and Matt in the 1950s, and we have a son named Justin Bieber. Leave It to Bieber. Here, here's a clip from the show. Hey, honey, you're home?
Oh, yeah, long day at the factory.
Well, I have some bad news for you, honey.
What? Did you have another miscarriage?
No.
Okay, good.
I'm worried about the Bieber.
What's wrong with the Biebs?
Well, Bieb, he's gotten into all sorts of Bieber-esque trouble.
But I got him a BB bottle pop.
Yeah, I know you got him that BB bottle pop, and we got him the BB gun, but, I mean... I can't be Barrett anymore. He started graffitiing cats.
Okay. I'm going to rape him.
And scene.
Most of the episodes ended in a rape.
Yeah, most of the episodes are... I mean, that's the cold open. Most of the episode is just 30 minutes of Matt raping Justin Bieber.
Sorry, I meant begin.
Yeah. So, yep.
I see.
Rape is the taking off.
Tune in to Disney Channel at 7:23 p.m. exactly on every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and not Monday. Don't even try tuning in.
But
then.
Only in the months of April and
March and May and June, July, August, September, October. You can tune in. And it's called Leave It to Bieber. It's the best show ever.
Yeah, but it's not a new. Just so you know, it's not a new episode every time.
And it's not even. It's not even a new show. What it actually is it's episodes of Leave It to Bieber, and Matt and I just make fart noises over it.
But you can imagine.
And we don't. It's not even a TV show. Matt and I are just going to do that tomorrow in my bedroom.
Well, that sounds like a fantastic show, guys.
And it's going to be
thanks for giving us the preview.
A little update of My Black Son is it is going into production. Looks like J.J. Abrams liked it a lot. He's signing on as producer. You know, we got a talented team of writers. Most of the Family Guy writers are coming over. Seth MacFarlane, he's going to do some voices.
All right.
So, are they going to put Clagmer in the show?
Clagmer.
The guy who's all
he
like,
might drop by. He might be a neighbor.
He goes goopity goo,
goopity goopity, and he's coming by. He's gonna check out what's going on beneath the tarps, pile of harps.
Fantastic.
That's gonna be the teaser poster that's gonna go up on iTunes this month.
All right, let's continue.
Well, you don't want to give it all away. You don't want to give any content away. Just give a poster.
All right.
Go to what's beneath Sony. Go to whatsbeneaththetarps.com. It's a viral game. It's a ARG. Just, you know, you have to find the clues.
It's AIG. It's on AIG's website.
All right, Sony. Just Cause 2 demo is going to have 35 square miles of explorable landscape.
I wish that we could get to the point where we could use round miles.
Use what?
Round miles? Because, I mean, square miles.
Oh,
there's
right,
so many,
square
there's
miles.
There's so many jaggies in the square miles.
I was going to say...
Which do you think would be bigger, a square mile or a circle mile?
Probably a square mile.
I was going to say...
I look forward to that game. That game looks like a lot of fun.
I'm looking forward to the demo.
I just want
to
know what are you going to be doing? Miles? What are you going to be doing in the miles? Do you get to like build a home?
There are towns.
I think there's like some. Yeah, there's a one boss, some enemies.
Just wherever. Does hanging out? Yeah. Do you have to fight him, or do you just?
Yeah. No. You go out to have some chamomile tea with him.
But then you fight him anyway. You guys get into a discussion Leave It to Bieber.
Maybe if this was on Super Nintendo, I'd expect some bad guys and going to fight him. But in the days of heavy rain, when you can just walk around and sit on chairs for 6 hours and then take a shower, I don't know what's going to happen in my games. I could load up. It's like, I bought Dragon Age, and then I load it up, and it's a. It could just be whatever. It could be a virtual piano that my character likes to look at, and then you polish the keys. I don't know what it is.
So are you worried about there not being enough fighting?
Well, I'm worried about there. What am I like? It gives me 35 square miles. It could be really arty. That 35 miles could just be an aerial view. It could be a map. It could.
What if it was 525,600 miles?
Well,
what if,
isn't that the
Matt?
Length of love?
Yeah, that's how you measure love. I'm sorry, that's wrong. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
it's the length of rent.
What?
So what it is the length of rent? Is that what it is?
Speaking of length, did you guys hear about that video game blogger? With
the 13
and a half inch.
Oh,
topic.
Yeah, it was a 13 and a half inch.
So because Heavy Rain has been selling incredibly well, Sony has claimed that, hey, we don't need PS4. Because games are now starting to get good. 3 years after we released the system.
And then Sony said, hey, you've got to hide your PS4s away. Not gonna come out today.
You know, I thought you were going to say that Sony was saying, hey, we invented leap years.
No.
So,
they didn't just...
That's our next topic, the apocalypse, spelled with a PS3 at
no.
the end.
No.
It's not yes, just...
It's leet speak. Nick.
I didn't say no. That was Matt.
I know. I know. You didn't say no, but I know how much you like leetspeak.
I don't mind leetspeak. I thought that was actually kind of clever because it actually just fit right in.
Yeah, I love leetspeak. I'm a big leetspeaker.
I'm not a leetspeaker, but
it worked
perfectly. So,
well,
I'm
always
gonna...
at high schools giving some leet speeches.
Some nubs and pwn them?
I usually polish the nubs.
Yeah, you do?
I just want to say that PS4, I don't want it because I have a feeling PS4 is going to cost $2,000.
You don't want Heavy Rain 2?
Well, Matt, here's the thing.
Heavy Rain 2D.
What? Video games aren't worth playing unless you feel like you spent way too much money for it. Sony said that.
I feel bad enough that I bought my PS3 at $300 and I'm like, I could have spent that on so many different things. And now I couldn't imagine paying $800 or however much it was when it came out.
I could have bought a blowjob.
You could have bought 100 copies of the movie 300.
Oh. Or you could have gotten 301, that Walmart exclusive parody DVD. Mm-hmm. And that's not even a joke. That's
I
a
buy
real
most
thing.
Of my parody DVDs at Walmart.
Well, they have the
Oh, wait, did you say parody or parity?
No,
like
I said
parrot.
I said parasol.
Parrot.
It's a parasol DVD.
Oh, it folds out?
Nice.
Yeah.
Protects you from the rain.
The heavy rain.
All right, so the apocalypse. Here's what happened. The fat PS3s thought that this year was a leap year, so on midnight of the 28th of February, they freaked out and blew up.
Yeah, so of course,
and
like
died.
Like everything that happens when you think it's the wrong day, it deleted all your save games, broke all your trophies, and didn't let you play video games on your PS3.
Did it really
right.
delete
so
save games?
Stuff.
I didn't read that anywhere.
Some people got their save games.
Laura said that, and I didn't hear about
that
anywhere
else. I saw that it was deleting game saves, deleting trophies, wouldn't let you log on to PSN, and wouldn't let you play games, all that good stuff. But one day later, they fixed it, and they were like, whoops, we can't do math.
We've all got...
Sorry, guys.
It's pretty sad that your system is sort of tied to that, and if it fucks, you're screwed.
Yeah, but like I'm wondering how many people tried to go into their system date and just fix it.
People did, and it didn't work.
It didn't
work?
Yeah,
it didn't work.
It did work for some people.
It did? I read that it didn't work. People were trying to change it.
Why is there different responses for the same machine?
I don't know.
Sony, I think people are lying just because they were angry they couldn't play Brutal Legend.
It's completely possible. Did you guys see, I forgot who posted it, it might have been Ryan, posted the video of the really fat guy yelling about it.
Yeah, that wasn't funny.
I thought it was funny.
It's not funny.
Well, he was fat, so I didn't watch it because I didn't want to get sick.
That guy was a disgusting monster, and he's one of those people who didn't feel bad about the fact that he was going to die in a week.
Why would you feel... He embraced it.
I wanted to throw up just looking at him.
There was one line in there somewhere. He said something like, they're trying to kill the fat PS3s. They're trying to make my kind extinct. Only heart attacks can do that. That made me laugh.
It's funny.
Oh, man.
It's so funny because he's probably going to die one day. Well, maybe.
All right.
Was he black?
Moving on.
No, he's a big fat white guy with tons of acne.
Okay, because I respect fat black people because they can't help it.
Yeah.
Or if he was Samoan also. But white people I don't respect.
Or, Samoa cookies?
Or if he did,
those are
or
good.
If he didn't have self-control, I could respect him.
Tonight there's supposed to be a surprise Sony sequel on game
trailers.
Yes,
I know.
Oh,
so
God of War 4, what? You heard it here.
Oh, yeah.
Before the third one, they're pulling a Final Fantasy.
They're pulling a Final Fantasy, yeah. All right, Microsoft. Basically, all we've got from them is Halo Reach, Halo Reach, Halo Reach, and more.
It
Halo
looks
Reach.
Awesome, though.
It's okay. It
does.
Looks
it
really
looks really good.
Good.
Have they said when the beta's coming out?
I don't remember.
But you had.
I think they.
You
did.
Had to have bought the last ripoff game.
Yeah, you did have to buy ODST, which I still don't want to buy it, even though I could play the beta.
It was ODST was. It was fun.
It doesn't
not
look like
$60.
It's worth it though.
No, it's not really worth $60, but it's fun. What else? TGS is going to be September 16th through September 19th. Blizzard still trying to get StarCraft II out by the first half of the year. Mirror's Edge was 7 years in development. Steam's coming to Mac. That's some pretty
is
big
Is that
news.
Official? I thought it was just being hinted at.
Mm-mm. Well. They did hint at what people think is Portal 2 by putting in some radio transmissions into Portal. And what those were encoded pictures. They were encoded into music. And so I find it really impressive, one, that Valve did this, and two, that people like understood what was happening and decoded the sound files into images and strings of letters.
Yeah, it's pretty insane.
And so, yeah, so these pictures are basically really, really low-res screen caps of what people think is going to be Portal 2. So if you haven't seen that, check it out, because it's
a part of me thinks it's
cool.
More of Half-Life 3 or Episode 3.
It could be. I mean, because the two are supposed to merge, yeah. Right? Portal and Half-Life.
Well, they didn't say that, but it's obvious if you played Half-Life 2 Episode 3 that they're going to... They find the Borealis, yeah. Which is the ship that they talk about in Portal. It's the Aperture Science ship.
Mm. And they've been putting out some new... I guess just Valve, like Half-Life 2 Portal ads.
Yeah.
There's like one, they're mimicking Mac ads.
Yeah.
So like they've got one where they've got the Portal turret and then, or no, it was the Portal gun and the gravity gun. And one says, I'm a PC.
No, it was the turrets. It was the turrets.
Oh, was it? Okay.
It's got the one from Half-Life.
The joke there is that the Portal one looks like a Mac, because it's like white and sleek, and then the Half-Life 2 one is kind of like big and bulky. And they've got a few more ads. Anywho, we already went over the Resident Evil 5 DLC. Space Invaders movie may be coming out.
along
with Asteroids.
But I could say that Star Wars was a Space Invaders movie. There,
you could. Because
there were starships and there were things shooting at them.
Well, no, I mean, it's not... Just think about it's going to be about illegal immigrants. They're invading my space, taking my health care, taking my jobs, taking my wife.
Taking your children.
But they're not from space. They'd have to be space immigrants.
No, they're invading my space, Adam.
Oh, I see. I see. All right.
Space immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. I got to come up with a new TV series.
Okay. Well, while you do that, I'm going to say that slightly more exciting news is that they may be making a Ghost in the Shell live-action movie.
Yes!
Oh, God.
Anime always
terrible.
Translates well to live-action.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it does in the case of Speed Racer.
Oh, Speed Racer is so good.
But that's a lot about of people it. Hate it, though, so...
I know! They're just haters. Whatever. New Deus Ex screenshot. So, apparently, the new game is coming out. Just don't know when. It's a screenshot of a Zippo lighter.
I prefer to say it like all the exciting. People who are stupid. I can't wait to play Deus Ex 3.
Yeah.
You guys gonna play Deus Ex 3?
Some people pronounce it
Deus Ex.
Half-Life 3. And that's
do they?
That's weird.
Not even any of the letters at
that's,
all.
That's a pretty strong accent.
I know.
All right, main discussion. We're going to talk about items from
so
video
excited.
Games.
Oh,
items
man.
From video games. All right, I'll try it again. Hey, guys, we're going to talk about our main discussion now. It's going to be items from video games we'd like to have in real life.
Wait. Okay, I'm going to start.
That?
Wait, video right, games that we want it. In real life? No, Matt, don't start.
Video games we want in real life. I would like Mario.
I want items that we want in video games that are in real life.
I
want
a
lightning.
I have it in real life. I want it in my video
from
games.
From in Heavy Rain?
Yeah.
The chair from Heavy Rain.
I want Madison.
Oh, I want Madison Page in real life.
Yeah, right?
We went down that same road, except your sister's name is Madison, so that's just
I
creepy
know.
For
no,
you.
No, no, no. What was really creepy is when Adam said, hey, did you see Madison naked? And then I said, what was like? It took a little while.
What's creepier is that was my 5-year-old brother talking about Nick's sister.
Hey, Nick, your sister, how old is she?
I can't tell you.
God.
17.
Almost
nice.
Legal.
Sweet. When's she turning 18?
Flag Day.
Really?
Yes.
Is she seeing anybody?
Jesus. I think she's seeing Jesus. So yeah, there you go. You
don't. I don't know if you can compete with that, Alex.
Yeah, anybody can compete with that shit.
That's exactly the kind of attitude that will
Jesus,
get you lots
look,
of ladies.
Do you think? Do you really think Jesus is going to take any other woman other than Mary Magdalene? Or his mom?
That was
I don't
that
know.
Was
he
Willem,
is Jesus.
That was Willem.
Okay,
Dafoe,
wait. Number
Jesus.
One. Number one. Your sister's name is Madison, right?
Yes.
So right there is strike one.
Whoa!
Because,
what the heck?
Because right. Jesus likes Marys. Jesus likes Marys.
She's not. So. She doesn't want to pork Jesus. She just wants to hang out with him.
Well, no. Jesus is a mover and a shaker. So you either do him or you don't.
No, he's a he's a shaken baker. He just likes to make meals for everybody. And feed
look,
five,
he's
5,
only
000.
Good at making bread and wine.
And
or
fish.
Fish.
That
yeah.
sounds like a party to me. That sounds like a really fun night at McDonald's.
He would be great
Jesus
at a gallery opening.
Jesus would be making a filet of fish.
Wash it down with some wine.
They don't serve wine at McDonald's.
So is it safe to say that we would like Jesus? Yeah.
Unfortunately, yes. Jesus only makes boxed wine.
Yeah, he's not really.
Why did they have boxed water at the temple? Okay, items that we want from video
papyrus,
games.
Papyrus.
Yeah.
I would like Mario's wing cap from Mario 64.
Oh, man, Nick.
I wouldn't like that because he'd have to jump three times in a row, and by then I'd be so exhausted.
What were you going to say, Adam?
I was going to give you a little fact about my life. I dream that I fly almost every night, and the way that I'm able to fly is I jump three times, just like Mario.
You've played way too many video games. One video game, too much.
Yeah, well. I'm a dream interpreter. That definitely means you're gay.
Does it?
I'm a dream interpreter.
I don't care. As long as I can fly like that, I'm fine.
I'm a dream interpreter, and I just found out Matt's gay by saying that.
Hold on. I'm a dream interpreter, and I... Wait, I'm gay. Crap. All that means is I just listen to what he says and repeat it.
Why don't you just take his Tanuki suit? You could turn into a statue.
But that's not...
No.
Oh, yeah. And basically, it would go a little something like this. Oh, man. I'm in the girls' locker room right now, and I just got done. This is me as a girl. Oh, no, I'm not the girl. This is just some other girl. And she's like, oh, man, that was a tough day of being sexy. I better take off all my clothes. And then I'll just turn into a statue. And
of course,
she'll be like, oh, what's that statue of that guy doing there? Oh, who cares? Time to get naked.
And then ELO plays, a tombstone.
Yeah. She's like, oh, man, I love this jam. And she puts on more clothes and starts dancing. And I'm like, ah, curse this ELO.
Jeff Lynne's just there in the locker room. And that's how he doesn't get caught in the locker room, is he starts playing his classic hits. And everyone's like, oh, okay, that's cool. It's just Jeff Lynne playing his classic hits.
So how about a Pokeball?
Why?
What the fuck is... What are you going to do with a Pokeball?
You could
capture Pokemon.
Pokemon aren't real. Oh, yeah, you could just capture your dog.
If I have a Pokeball, surely there are Pokemon.
No, you said items. Those aren't items. Yeah, those are creatures.
Items that are useful.
Those are characters.
Pokeballs are
items. You don't deserve to have Pokemon, Adam, because if you think that they're just items and not living creatures with feelings, you don't deserve to be a Pokemon master.
Yeah.
Gotta catch them all.
I would take a hook shot. Except that I think my arms would just get ripped off. I was thinking
the Bionic Commando arm.
Well, here's the thing. I want a portal gun. That way I can be... Hold on. I'm going to give you a little scenario.
All right.
There's a girl. She just got done. Hard day of being sexy. She goes into the locker room. There's a stone statue. Jeff Lynne is there playing his hits. Just the average day.
His classic hits.
Yeah, his classic hits. Just an average day. And then she's like, oh, what's that big orange thing on the wall with a head sticking out of it? Oh, I'll just ignore that. I'm still comfortably at home with my head inside of a blue thing, and I'm just enjoying the show.
Here's a scenario. I've got the portal gun.
You would never have to go to the bathroom. You could shoot a portal above the toilet, and then you could take a dump into the portal.
Here's a better one. I'm at work. It's my break time. Portal gun right into the girls' locker room.
I like how everything goes into the girls' locker room.
I got a better idea. Okay, look.
Is there anything that can stop time in video games?
Yeah, the Castlevania stopwatch.
Okay, I want the Castlevania stopwatch. So here's a little scenario of me using it.
Stopwatch from Zelda.
I stop time using the Castlevania stopwatch. Then I just head on over to the girls' locker room. Everything.
So, are there any items we would use for something else?
Is Kirby's ability...
What, like, good? Come on, why would we...
Is Kirby's ability to float an item?
No.
What about turning to stone?
No.
Okay.
You know what I would... I would take...
It's an ability.
Okay.
Link to the Past, Cape of Invisibility. Because
then you can go to the girls' locker room.
Then you can go to the girls' locker room.
Of course.
And there would be a statue of a man.
Okay.
Wait, is
an orange portal?
Is there
and you? But they wouldn't be able to see you, and you know you could do whatever.
Hey, I have a question, Adam. Are we allowed to say items that are from like tie-in games from movies?
Yeah, it's a game.
Oh, like, okay. I'm going to take the invisibility cloak from Harry Potter, throw it over myself, head on over to the girls' locker room, high-five my fellow invisible friend Alex right next to the stone statue of a man and Jeff Lynne playing his classic hits. Okay, there's a portal on the wall.
Guys, and then I'm going to take the from another game that I don't want to name right now. I'm going to take the power that turns you into a girl, head on over to the girls' locker room, and give those guys a show that they'll never forget.
Okay, and then I'm going to take the laser from Contra, and I'm going to cut a small hole in the girls' locker room. And inside I'm going to see a guy in a statue, whatever the guitarist is playing there, whatever, I can't remember what his name is.
Jeff Lynne.
Jeff Lynne, because I'm fucking drunk. And,
whatever. All right, here's what I'm going to do.
Anyway, I'm going to put my penis through there, and it's going
to be small. Okay, in all seriousness, I would like to have the Wind Waker. That way I could head on over to the girls' locker room. I could conduct the Ballad of the Gales, and then her skirt would blow up.
Blow up?
No.
Get her to be burned
from
her legs.
No.
Thighs.
No, I mean, like, the breeze would just rip her clothes off.
Okay, for real.
How about a lightsaber?
No, those
are
stupid.
Here's something I would like from a video game. In Dragon Age, you get a sword. I want a sword.
Why?
A sword.
Why? So you get headed over to the girls' locker room?
No. Swords are cool.
But swords exist
Nick,
in real life.
Just think about a bunch of cool katanas on my wall.
You can already have those.
Okay, I would like some of Travis Touchdown's anime posters. Some cool katanas on my wall.
I want Ash's personal computer from Pokemon.
Oh, yeah.
You could always get a potion from it.
I want a chair from Heavy Rain, toilet paper from No More Heroes Again, Ash's hat from Pokemon, a bicycle from Pokemon.
I want a mom like in Pokemon.
I want a house from Animal Crossing.
Oh, no. Oh, man. It'd be so great. Like, could have Ash's mom, and then I would come in my invisible cloak, and Matt would come, and we'd be Eiffel Towering her. But it'd be so weird, because it looked like just like half an Eiffel Tower, because I'm invisible.
No, I'd be invisible,
The weirdest part of that is the fact that you guys are in the girls' locker room doing that while everything else is happening.
But really, I do want a lot. I want those Nintendo games from Animal Crossing. I'll take some of those.
That'd be nice, yeah.
If I could have Excitebike in real life, wow.
Oh, I'd like to have a refrigerator like in The Sims.
Yeah, I'll take all the items from The Sims. I'll take a pool, some fences.
Is there a girls' locker room in The Sims?
You can make your whole house a girls' locker room.
Oh, man. I want that house. And I want to sneak into it using everything else.
Why don't you start a girls' locker room company in real life? Just build girls' locker rooms.
Girls' locker rooms.
Making girls' locker rooms since 1952. Well, you'd have to lie initially to make it seem like you've been in business for a long time. So you want to build a girls' locker room, huh? Yeah, how come I've never heard of you? We've been in business since 1952. I don't know. I guess you weren't paying attention.
In all seriousness, I would love to get a dog like Rush from the Mega Man series.
So,
yes, that'd be cool.
So that way he can dig holes in the girls' locker room.
Oh my god. Oh dear. What have we done?
We're not going to be able to get
that.
Wait, let me finish. I would put I would also want to get Leaf Man's ability, so I could put metal leaves on the hole I've made, so that a girl could fall into the ditch, and then I pull down a basket and have her put on the lotion, so that. You know, hopefully it's a factor.
Lotion Man's ability.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, Lotion Man's. One of those classic Mega Man bosses.
Right.
That's all.
Oh.
That's all?
Sure.
Can I see the train from Spirit Tracks? I just love to ride on a train. I don't know why I was laughing while I said that.
I had like a horse from Zelda to gallop into the girls' locker room and steal away my bride back to Castle
Hyrule.
Oh, the
Hyrule. Ocarina of Time. There you go. That controls time.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, no, that doesn't do a very good job.
No, I want to freeze time so I can just start...
Because it creates multiple timelines.
It creates multiple timelines.
But then there can be multiple versions of you looking in the girls' locker rooms in multiple different timelines.
There already is.
I don't
is.
Look.
There's
I
a
have
version
a hard time.
Of me, there's a version of me
time.
Underneath an invisibility cloak. There's one of me as a stone statue. There's one of me as Jeff Lynne, because that's my... I want a guitar, like, from Guitar Hero. And
then there's and one
then
of
I
you that's
dress up
your
like Jeff
girl,
Lynne and play his hits,
and you're just looking at yourself all the time.
No, Matt's the girl from Home.
Oh right, okay,
but,
I see.
Oh yeah, that's a
girl. Oh wait, I thought I was the girl from Home.
Well, Matt said that he was going to turn into a girl,
like in Home.
Oh bastard!
So,
stealing my identity.
I really don't know. I don't know what video game items that I'd want in real life. I mean, like a
I'd love to get a mushroom from Mario Brothers so that my dick could get bigger.
But you would grow in proportion.
Yeah, I know. Well, no, if you just isolate
so it
to just...
Be, it
one, if you put
world's...
a tourniquet on your penis and just put that right in there, I mean, I'm sure...
Oh, God.
It would be the world's largest small penis.
I was just imagining, like, if I had a hook shot, I imagine my arms getting ripped off, or... I could pull down, like, I don't know what you'd use that, because not a lot of things are made of wood anymore. So, like, I guess I could try to scale up a tree, but I think I'd just pull the tree down.
Well, I imagine, like, the claw shot's also good for, like, web, you know, stuff like,
chain link
like
fences.
Fences. Things
yeah,
like
but,
fences.
Yeah, but chain link fences are, you can already climb those.
And they're super weak. So if you have like
you're
something
rip it out of the ground.
Gripping it, it's going to pull everything out and you're going to fall down and die.
And what happens if I jump three times with my winged Mario cap and then it just flies off? My hat flies off.
Yeah, I know. What is keeping it on his
well,
head?
Well, then you take twice as much damage as you normally do.
Well, then do I need to... like?
So instead of having one broken leg, you have two?
Here's what I would do. I would duct tape the hat to my back. That way...
I would duct tape it to my back,
and then jump three...
To your tail, to your duct tail.
I would duct tape it to my back, and then I would jump three times, and that way I'd be able to fly, and it would stay on me.
Well, there you go.
I would really like, also from Mario Brothers, the metal cap, so that I could be really heavy.
That
way I'd break up the asphalt as I walked down the street.
Well, that way, like, when you need to weigh in for your wrestling competitions, you would be in the heavyweight division.
Yeah.
But what about, like, Karibo's shoe? Or Karibo's boot?
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's shoes from NBA Jam.
No, you know what I'm talking... Oh, what the hell is
anybody's
that?
Shoes from NBA Jam.
No, no, you know...
I mean, you can just automatically go faster.
You know what I'm talking about, right, Adam?
Yes,
Mario 3.
No, the boot.
Oh.
The boot.
Yeah.
The boot. The boot for Mario 3.
Oh, yeah.
Karibo shoe.
I'd rather have... we're going with Mario power-ups, I think that the penguin suit would be adorable and cool.
Hell yeah.
Or the spring suit from Mario Galaxy. I could jump
high. Oh, man, that'll be so unwieldy, though. You'd just be constantly going.
That's what she said.
Which she? The one that's in the girls' locker room?
No, she's the one in the spring.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, like a hot spring from Tenchi Muyo?
Yeah,
that show I never really watched it, but they were. It felt like they were always at bathhouses.
They were.
They were. That was pretty much the entire premise of the show.
Oh, okay. So I saw every episode.
Yeah, you got it. Don't worry. I know you guys are gonna love this. I would like a keyblade. A keyblade.
But they
Why?
Make those. You
they
can
make those.
Just
you
order
can
one.
I know they make them.
They
I would
one.
Also like a gunblade.
Wait,
okay, that's gay. That's gay as hell.
This
the hell
what,
wants
a
gun
and a sword? How is that gay?
Okay,
come on.
It's not even really a gun.
Sure it is.
No, it doesn't
fire... It shoots bullets.
No, it doesn't fire bullets. It doesn't... You can't use that damn thing in long range. And plus, they already have gun blades. It's called... Look at the Natural History... Museum... what the hell? Metropolitan Museum of Art. Has an exhibit called Gun... Knights and... was it? Arms and Armor. And they have a whole slew of gun blades, essentially.
But here's the thing.
All right,
well,
Alex,
guns?
It's your job to go there and get me one.
Guns are awesome. Blades are really cool. Gun blades, gay.
I want blade comics. Those are in video games, right?
Look, if you're going to get any weapon from, like, remotely real life, why not get, like, the chainsaw gun from, like, Gears of War.
Why would you get like a Ratchet and Clank weapon that opens up a wormhole to an alternate dimension and sucks your enemies in? That's awesome.
I want a lightsaber.
Yeah, lightsaber.
Because I didn't already say that, Nick.
I know, but I didn't want you to get the just that wonderful feeling of suggesting something that I thought was cool, so I decided to shoot your idea down.
Well, you're a dick.
I shot it down with my blaster pistol that I also took from Star Wars.
Huh. What else?
A stormtrooper costume.
That's not really an item.
It is in home.
It is in home?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And I bought that expecting that like I would be able to take the helmet off and like look like Han Solo. You can't take the helmet off.
That's too
bad. You can either wear the entire thing. I wanted to just dress like Han Solo but wear the stormtrooper belt like he does in the first Star Wars movie. Because that's
that
so cool.
Awesome.
He looks so awesome.
Yeah.
What happened to you, Harrison Ford? We missed the cool you.
Yeah, I want some Lego Star Wars from Lego Star Wars because those are really expensive. It's like $100 for an X-Wing? Yeah, right.
Oh, I want a Lego brick
from
Lego Rock Band.
Oh, man. I would love...
I want my very own Lego Rock Band.
If you think about it, most things from video games are weapons that you can get in real life.
Yeah.
Like, this was
I would love any ship from Free Space 2.
I want the Slave 1, but that's not really... it is in video games, so yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, a spaceship would be cool. That would be awesome. Good idea.
Like an Arrhenius would be...
How about a Halo, guys? I know you want that.
Yeah, no thanks.
No, I want the girl from Tenchi Muyo that can turn into a ship.
Ryoki or whatever.
I don't remember. Yeah. I just remember them being in bathhouses. And there was a...
Well, that's pretty much all there was, so...
I never got to see the boobs, because, you know...
Well, I mean, like, so most of the item, I guess, most innocuous items come from Mario, right? Is there any other game that has really...
There's got to be more. We're just thinking that way.
Like, I could use, like, a Kena Samaria from Link to the Past. I could definitely use one of those.
I could use an Oracle of the Ages. I could use a spirit track.
Oh, I could use peeing from Postal 2.
I could use a shower from Heavy Rain.
I could use a Sackboy.
Oh!
Because they're cute.
I wish that I could have every item from that game where I could build a world out of cardboard and stuff.
I wish I had just a Sackboy like that and it was a living thing and it would run around.
That'd be pretty cool.
He'd be your friend.
Like a pet.
Your pal.
I could dress him up.
Yeah, if Sackboy was my pet, that'd be awesome.
No, not your pet. Your pal.
No, I'm not friends with freaks.
He's a person, just like us.
Oh, he's not a person, though.
He doesn't look like me. He's too dark.
I want one of those babies from the baby Wii game.
From Baby Geniuses.
No.
I'd like a Nintendog.
Is Trig Palin in any video games?
Most video games.
Okay, I want him.
Trog.
Let's see.
I want Trog.
Are there any good items from, like, I don't know, Mass Effect or Fallout 3? Or
yeah,
they're all guns.
Yeah, that's true.
Everything in video games is guns or a sword.
I'll take a Vault Boy bobblehead. I'll take a Tesla cannon. Or a vertibird.
There's got to be something.
I already said the wing.
Listeners,
I would love to get. You know what? I want a newspaper from Paperboy.
Well, see, the thing is, all these items are great for one thing. If it's a gun, it's good for killing. But if it's anything else, it's good for sneaking into girls' locker rooms.
Of course, right?
Well, I mean, like, if you're gonna get any weapon from any game, I would just choose like the spread gun from Contra and call it a day.
I would choose the spread gun from In-N-Out Burger because I love. I could just coat my friends in Thousand Island dressing.
It's not Thousand Island dressing, Nick.
I'm sorry. It's a little different. It's so good, though.
It's Thousand Island tea.
I think we've exhausted this topic. We need to go to emails.
Emails.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like there's got to be some. Listeners,
email us some good items from games. This is a shorter episode, but it's good because our last episode was long.
Girls' dressing rooms.
Yeah.
Do you guys email us your favorite girls' dressing room.
No. Email us video game topics.
Girls' locker
rooms. Video game items that you like to use and how they're useful in sneaking into girls' lockers.
No, okay, yeah. If any
right,
of you
course.
Guys out there...
I think that was a given, Alex.
If any of you guys out there have ever snuck into a girls' locker room, tell us about it. If you, any of those girls out there have been in the girls' locker room, get us some pictures.
And if you're Nick's sister, give me your phone number.
She won't listen to this, and you would probably not like her.
That's okay.
She's too much woman for you.
No, I just need to sleep a little
yeah,
more.
Yeah, she's 400 pounds.
400 pounds. If by 400 pounds, you mean like no pounds.
Remember that. Right. Remember that ditch. Remember that ditch in the. Remember that ditch in the girls' bathroom that Rush built and Leafman's leaves.
Well, yeah. Oh, I know what item I want.
What
I want dog from Fallout 2, or not Fallout, Half-Life.
Oh
2.
Yeah,
dog from
That'd
Half-Life.
Be awesome.
That'd be awesome.
Dog from what was that? Half-Life 2.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that would really be awesome. Except only if you lived in like a ruined cityscape. Because if he had running around anywhere else, he'd throw your car out of the way. He'd stomp on everything.
He'd destroy everything.
Yeah.
You could probably ride him, right?
Yes.
You could ride
he'd
him.
Take me to the mall.
Oh my God! You know what I would like is the
yeah. Maybe some
I would
sexy.
Like the Katamari ball, so I could just roll
oh
up everything I ever needed.
Roll up a joint.
It would
am
all
I
be right there?
420. Matt Riz is a good point, guys. 420.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay, let's
coming up.
Emails.
Emails. Well, Ajax
so,
Cole.
First, I want to say all email right. The most elaborate way you can think of breaking into a girl's locker room. Email it to us at wtpodcast@gmail.com.
Using video game items.
Using video game items.
Of course. All right, so Ajax Cole has emailed us again in very uppercase, lowercase, very hard to read typing,
who's
he
this,
has said.
Who's this again?
Actually, who read it last time? Nick, was it you or was it Matt?
I think I'll Matt did. It. I don't know how to
yeah.
read. You guys all make fun of Adam, so I don't feel like I
okay.
want to do that.
You've got to read it just like it's written, though.
I just finished listening to your latest episode. It was God. I licked the discussion you guys had about Legend of Zelda series and how it timeline came about. How many different... Lay, do you guys think Terror are out there right now? I think there has to be 28 or 29. Who knows?
Or 29.
For sure. We would have to ask Miyamoto, Shigeru, for sure. Are you guys looking forward to E3? Thanks, guys. Ajax.
Ajax!
You gotta shout it. Ajax, one of our biggest fans. Thanks for sending in that email. It's beautiful.
It just needs some Comic Sans.
Yeah.
And then it would be perfect.
Comic Sans, multiple sclerosis.
Make a papyrus.
Yeah, papyrus. There you go. Yes, of course we're looking forward to E3. Everybody always looks forward to E3. If you like video games, you look forward to E3. If you don't look forward to E3, then you don't like video
hopefully,
games.
Hopefully,
that's just how it goes.
Zelda, Legend of Zelda.
Hopefully, Joel McHale will
Legend
be
of
there
Zelda.
Again.
There'll be 28 or 29.
Hopefully,
of them there.
Hopefully, 28 or 29 Zeldas come out. Miyamoto Shigeru will be there on the floor. Zelda will be there. Everyone, the whole shebang.
Yeah.
Shebang.
Hopefully.
Ajax.
Hopefully the new Zelda games will be just as god as the last one.
Yep. Alright. So I think we're about done. Let's go over contact info. You can find our website at tinyurl.com/workingtitle or ztpsocialboard.proboards.com. Email us at wtpodcast@gmail.com. Our Twitter page is Zelda_WT_podcast. And our Facebook page is Zelda Working Title Podcast. So, with that, we'll see you guys later. Remember to email us. Oh, if you find us on iTunes, rate us. Give us 5 stars. Say we're the best ever. Make us happy.
Yep.
Bye,
yep.
Everybody.
Good night. Tune in to Zelda Universe Podcast.
See
same,
you next
same week.
Week.
Next time.
Bye, guys.
Jeez.
Bye.
7 years gone.
It's blow shit off.
Ah! Oh my god, it's so many hot wings. On. No. Fuck.
Dead on his feet. He hits the streets of Old Town without a dime. Sweet baby's bread could bring you back from death anytime.
You guys taking requests? Can you guys play Echoes?
Preacher Jack, high on crack. Quote the Bible, pass the hat. Damn the pimp, don the gimp. Mike the ape and Tom the chimp.
Am I still red leader?
No.
I'm so tired. I don't know why I'm so sleepy. This is like boring cast for Nick.
All right. Nick and Matt enjoyed that thoroughly.